I'm Abby Fentress-Swanson, and this is Harvest Public Media's Field Notes, in which we talk to newsmakers and experts about important issues related to food production. From flooding to drought and back to flooding. Over the past 3 years, the Midwest has been facing a case of weather whiplash. At least that's what meteorologist Jeff Masters calls it. The impact on farmers is profound, of course. Wet weather this spring kept many farmers out of their fields, the same fields where last summer a record-setting drought devastated their crops. Harvest Public Media's Peggy Lowe spoke to Masters about this so-called weather whiplash and about historical drought patterns.
Drought is absolutely critical to our future, and it's the number one concern I have with climate change.
Why is that?
Drought affects the two things we need to live, food and water. And if you look at the history of human civilization, drought has been responsible for crashing civilizations more than any other weather phenomena. You look at the ancient Mayans, they declined because of drought. The Pueblo people, a.k.a. Anasazis of southwest U.S., the ancient Egyptians, it's thought that drought may have contributed to the fall of that civilization. So past history says we need to be concerned with drought, and the computer climate models we have also say that drought is going to be a huge issue going forward into the future, in the U.S. in particular, and also in southern Europe.
So A, you're saying drought is part of climate change. I know that's been a discussion. But then B, are you saying the drought will be continuing, that we're not out of that record-setting drought from last summer?
We're not out of that record-setting drought. It's still very intense over the western U.S. Fortunately, over our grain-producing areas, it's improved quite a bit.
You know, we've gotten so much precipitation here in the Midwest. Do you see that as continuing, or do you see this area, which was in such a terrible drought last year, going back into that?
No, I don't see any change from the pattern that we've had over about the last month or two. Very wet over the central U.S. and eastern U.S., and very dry over the west. There's just going to be a very sharp dividing line. It's going to be the haves and have-nots right next to each other.
Do we need a new definition of drought?
Drought is, hard to define. I mean, there's three ways we define drought. One is meteorologically, another is agriculturally, and another you can talk about soil runoff, or hydrologic drought, they call it. So it all depends on what segment of the economy you're talking about, what kind of drought is most important. Drought is difficult to characterize, and we don't have a lot of good measurements to do it. I mean, it would be nice if we had soil measurements everywhere to say, you know, how moist the soil is, but we don't have many of those. So we kind of wing it. We have models which say, well, based on the amount of rainfall that's happened and the amount of heat, here's what we expect kind of the impacts are to crops.
Jeff Masters is one of the founders of the meteorological website Weather Underground. You can check it out online at wonderground.com. And that's this week's Field Notes. I'm Abby Fentress-Swanson. To hear Peggy Lowe's recent feature on this spring's weather whiplash and to get more episodes of Field Notes, visit harvestpublicmedia.org. Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of KBIA and other public media stations across the Midwest.